For many, I suppose it could hold off on the term good times until the interest rate decision comes down, because the Reserve Bank meeting this morning. And what will happen? Many are saying they probably will. Some are saying they shouldn't, they should. Let's get a little bit more insight on that from savings.com.au. Denise Rayward. Denise, thank you so much for your time again. I know you guys there at Savings pore over this information. And if you were a betting young lady, where would the safe money be, you reckon?
Well, if I was a betting young lady, I would probably go for there will be a cut today. The markets, the ASX rate tracker, which looks at how markets price in cuts, have a 90% chance of the cash rate dropping 25 basis points later this afternoon. And it was 95%, actually, up until the US inflation data came out. So there was a little bit more cause for concern there, but you know, you'd have to say 90% is pretty good odds.
Yeah, so, and as always, gamble responsibly, of course, if that's, that's your thing. But look, many householders will be hoping and sweating, and that is the case. Keep in mind, what have we had, 12 or 13 rate rises?
13 rate rises, yes. The last one we had, it's been over 4 years since we've had a rate cut. So, yeah, we've had 13 in that time. None since November of 23. But we've had hold, as we all know. And, a lot of people are saying today will be the day.
Of course, they always like to link interest rates and rises and drops and all that with inflation as well. And, of course, we know that that is somewhat static at the moment. Is there a risk that a rate drop, which would be great for householders, may actually see inflation go the other way?
Well, there's always that risk. And, you know, I guess we have another variable thrown in at the moment with the Trump tariffs and the effect that that could have on world trade. Australia is very much dependent on its trade with China, and the Trump tariffs may or may not be designed to harm the Chinese economy, which will have a flow-on effect to Australia. So that's very hard to gauge. And I think why the economists who are urging caution with cutting the rates today are looking at that wider picture of global trade. It's something Australia really doesn't have any control over. And there's some argument as to whether the Reserve Bank of Australia should be cautious because of that. But it'll be interesting to see what that decision is today. It's definitely a factor that would have to be in the back of their mind. It's a hard thing to guess.
Yeah, for sure. And there are always things that are out of our control, as in out of our control. I mean, Australia's control, things that are happening on the world stage. There's been arguments whether Australia's ambassador should have been, pushing our case a little bit further for that exemption. But there's still a wait and see on that. And to be honest, the biggest driver of inflation, always government spending. So if they could get their spending down, that might be nice as well. Moving on to something else that's reared its head again. As a concept, Denise, I always found this to be a good one, but I'm sure the devil's always in the detail. Now, before the last election, the coalition is trying to get to hang on to power. At that time, they threw out the idea of being able to use a portion of your super fund to buy a house. The super funds balked at it, as they would. They don't want money leaving their accounts, which are your accounts. What are your thoughts on it? And because it's bouncing back again.
Well, it's interesting because we haven't heard very much about it since the last election. And we have a podcast here at savings.com.au, and it's a weekly chat. And we had the Shadow Treasurer, we had him last week, Angus Taylor, and he was asked, are we going to do that again? Is that still the coalition policy? Because, of course, housing is going to be a huge fighting ground for this election. There's, things are quite dire out there in the housing sector. And so Mr. Taylor did indeed confirm that, yes, the super home buyer scheme, as it's been dubbed by the opposition, will be back on their policy books. So basically, for those who forgot from last time, it will allow first home buyers to withdraw up to 40% of their superannuation balance, although that's capped at $50,000. And that will be for the purpose of purchasing a home only. And it's not sort of free money, because the amount withdrawn would need to be returned to your super account after that property is sold, and it would be also along with any capital gains that are made. So it allows you to take money at a time where you may need it, but there's nothing to say you won't need it at the time when you sell your home as well.
Yeah, because if you decide later on that I don't want to live in the suburb anymore, but you can also factor in that housing prices may have gone up. So if they've gone up enough to absorb that, you'll kind of be okay. So are they the main drawbacks from this concept? And like I said, I know, Denise, that super funds are like, oh, hang on. But I would expect them to say that, right?
Yes. Super funds, as soon as this was sort of back on the drawing board for the upcoming election, the super funds, and they call them the profit to member super funds, and they're the biggest super funds in Australia, actually, were very quick to put out some research looking at New Zealand's KiwiSaver Homestart scheme. Now, that's been basically the same sort of scheme has been operating in New Zealand since 2010, and they must have commissioned a study that looked at some results from that. Now, some of the findings of that have been quite interesting, and it's actually worth talking about a few of them here. So New Zealand has actually seen higher price rises in homes than Australia has. So in the time from 2010 to 2024, more than the previous two decades, house price growth of 134%. And that's, believe it or not, with the house price rises we've seen in Australia, it's actually 1.5 times faster than in Australia.
So as always, because I know time's going to get us there, Denise, sorry, but I guess the main thing is there that we can actually see housing prices balloon out, thus putting more people at risk of not being able to jump in. The high jump bar just keeps getting higher. Denise, like I said, time's got us there away, but the main game today, we'll see what happens this afternoon.
Yes. It is the main game, and let's all wait and see.
We will. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Mark.
From savings.com.au, it's Denise Rayward on all things in the housing market this morning at 2NURFM 103.7.